A new article in the British medical journal The Lancet paints a shocking picture of the problem of suicide in China. It says that some 280,000 people commit suicide in China every year and that 2 million more attempt it. Social taboos traditionally attached to suicide have meant that very little has been done to confront the issue, but that may be changing now as the Chinese government starts to wake up to the problem. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Heilongguan Hospital on the outskirts of the Chinese capital today held a ceremony unthinkable 10 or even 5 years ago. The opening of China's first suicide research and prevention center. The center has been set up using Chinese government money. Heading up the project is Michael Phillips, a Canadian doctor fluent in Mandarin Chinese who has 18 years' experience working in China. It was Phillips who wrote the article in the Lancet journal this week, shining the spotlight on China's problem with suicide. It's the fifth leading cause of death in China and proportionately roughly twice the rate in the United States. Among young Chinese adults, suicide is the most common cause of death. Phillips says many of the suicides are related to family disputes, some to the hopelessness felt especially by rural women. Many of them, he says, are caused by drinking fertilizers or poisons readily available in rural China.
My active theory is that a lot of the attempts, a lot of the suicide attempts that in the West would be a couple of Valium and people would go to emergency room and get washed out, are with agriculture poisons here in China and end up being dead. And so I think one of the reasons the large numbers generally is that we have a lot more of the people who really don't intend to die end up dying because the method they use is very lethal and there's limited resuscitation services, especially in the rural areas.
Phillips says that in opening the center, he hopes to reduce the number of suicides in China by 20% within 8 years, by raising awareness and by setting up a suicide hotline. But there are heavy stigmas attached to any kind of mental health problem in China. If people discover you're even going to see a psychiatrist, Phillips says, they think you must be crazy. Against that background, official turnout at today's launch was impressive, with a broad spectrum of government officials giving speeches. Zhang Mingyuan is president of the Chinese Society of Psychiatry.
This is the first time we have had an open press conference about this issue. It is up to you journalists to tell everyone about it, that we have this social problem. As soon as we start talking about suicide, we will stop doing it.
Huge banners on the wall proclaim the slogan, "One suicide is too many," and a famous Chinese actor who had in the past tried to commit suicide spoke to assembled Chinese and Western media. You could be forgiven for thinking that civil society was emerging in China, especially since the opening of the center comes just 2 days after the launch of various initiatives to combat China's growing AIDS problem. Veronica Pearson is a specialist on Chinese mental health issues at the University of Hong Kong. She attended today's conference and says she believes it shows in some areas the Chinese government is really getting the message.
Well, the evidence of this and the AIDS Day certainly seems to suggest that it's much more willing now, in a realistic way, to come to terms with the problems that China shares with the rest of the world, rather than pretending that China is in some way different and doesn't have these problems. It demonstrates a much greater willingness to be open.
But just 2% of China's health budget is allocated to mental health issues. With almost no mental health facilities in rural China and many of its 1.3 billion people going through massive social and economic upheavals, it's likely to take a long time and more than just one research center to bring the problem under control. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.